rocking at the Reno Club, her bass she kept high. Crazy little women at the corner of by. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and Michan. Parker, President, Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week we take you back to 2012 to celebrate the birthday of jazz legend John Coltrane with our special guest, Jim Mayer. We'll check in with Dr. Pearl as she helps a topless princess get back to good graces. And the gang plays So What's Your Question to learn a bit more about Train. It all happens this hour on 12th Street Jump. Hello, hello, everybody.
Hello. Pete, how are you doing this evening?
Oh, my goodness, I'm doing good. With the great hour that we've got ahead of us, I don't know how I could feel bad.
Hey, I'm loving this.
This is going to be a great show.
You know, I heard something that I think you would like, Pete.
Okay.
An Italian magazine published a 26-page special edition featuring topless photos of Kate Middleton, the Duchess of Cambridge.
Oh, my.
I heard Hugh Hefner bought a copy just for the articles.
I bet. You know, a new survey found that women are much more likely to sleep with their dog or cat than a man is. Unfortunately, women are much more likely to sleep with their dog or cat than a man.
Very true. Hey, Volkswagen of India is running a controversial ad that features a vibrating box with the tagline, "Feel the shiver of excitement." VW dealers in New Delhi are swamped with calls from women asking if they can get a Beetle in 50 Shades of Grey.
Oh, my goodness. All right, let's get this started with Nedra Dixon and David Bassi on a Frank Lesser tune that John Coltrane recorded with Miles Davis, "If I Were a Bell."
Ask me how do I feel? Ask me now that we're cozy and clinging. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bell, I'd be ringing.
From the moment we kissed tonight, that's the way I've got to behave. Well, if I were a lamp, I'd light, or if I were a banner, I'd wave.
Ask me how do I feel, little me with my quiet upbringing. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a gate, I'd be swinging.
And if I were a watch, I'd start popping my springs. Oh, if I were a bell, I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding.
Ask me how do I feel from this chemistry lesson I'm learning. Uh-huh. Well, sir, all I can say is if I were a bridge, I'd be burning.
I knew my morale would crack from the wonderful way that you looked.
Boy, if I were a duck, I'd quack.
Well, if I were a goose, I'd be cooked.
Ask me how do I feel? Ask me now that we're fondly caressing. If I were a salad, I'd be splashing my dressing.
And if I were a season, I'd surely be spring.
And if I were a bell, I'd go ding dong, ding dong, ding.
Thank you.
fondly caressing. If I were a salad, I'd be splashing my dressing.
Oh, if I were a season, man, I'd surely be spring. Or if I were a bell.
Or if I were a bell. If
we
I were a bell,
bell I'd go ding, dong, ding, dong, ding.
Now this week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of one of the greatest tenor saxophonists who ever lived, John Coltrane. Born in North Carolina, Coltrane lost his aunt, grandparents, and father within a few months of each other, leaving John to be raised by his mother and a close cousin. Moving north to Philadelphia, Coltrane enlisted in the Navy, where he played alto sax in the Navy Jazz Band. After his stint in the service, John studied jazz theory with guitarist and composer Dennis Sandel. He joined the Eddie Vincent Band in the early 50s, trading his alto for a tenor sax.
In 1955, John Coltrane joined the brand new Miles Davis Quintet, playing on albums like Cookin', Relaxin', Workin', and Steamin'. In 1957, Train hooked up with Thelonious Monk at the Five Spot in New York, recording several important albums, including a recently rediscovered Thelonious Monk Quartet with John Coltrane at Carnegie Hall. He joined Miles in 1959 to record Kind of Blue, still the most popular jazz album of all time.
And we're going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that John Coltrane made famous. And to get that done, we're going to need a great tenor sax player. That'd be our special guest and friend, Jim Mayer. Welcome back to the show, Jim.
What a treat to be here, Pete.
Always a treat to have you. How did Coltrane become such a breakthrough artist?
Well, Coltrane, not only harmonically and as a saxophone player, took the instrument to much greater heights, but he had an accessibility about him. We recorded a couple of really landmark albums, the album we did with Johnny Hartman, which was very accessible to the average person, and also the album My Favorite Things, where he takes a children's classic that everybody knew and turn that into, you know, an Indian dirge. And that became a very accessible moment for John Coltrane to a larger audience.
What do you think's most essential listening?
Well, certainly those two albums show a side of John Coltrane that's really important. But, of course, his Atlantic recording, Giant Steps, in 1959, broke new ground harmonically and really started to free the shackles that he had placed on him, and it really springboarded him onto greater things melodically and as an artist, a soloist.
And playing with Miles, you know, he's a big character. Miles, a big character. There's a couple other big characters on stage there. I'm sure that was essentially a great time to be around, if nothing else.
Well, sure. Miles groomed so many guys that became household names in jazz, not only musically but as innovators. But, you know, there's a great story when Coltrane was playing with Miles. He would start playing these extended solos that went on and on and on. And when his solo was over, he'd walk into the back of the hall and keep playing. And Miles said to him one time, he said, "John, you know, why do you keep playing so long?" And John said, "I can't stop." And Miles said to him, "Just take the mouthpiece out of your mouth."
Well, why don't you put the mouthpiece in your mouth? And old Professor Cartwright over here is going to get us started.
All right, this is a tune that Jim mentioned just a few moments ago, famous for its part in the musical Sound of Music. Richard Rodgers wrote it, My Favorite Things. Thank you.
Jim Mayer, huh? And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some sage advice, 12th Street Jump presents our very own Oprah Montel and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
Our resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you've got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patience wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from Rom in Chicago. He writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, pardon my French, but what the blankety blank teachers bleep bleep strike son of a butt union is going on?
Wow.
I was the most feared man in Washington. Now I can't even scare a first grade art teacher into eating paste. I just want to be able to torture, I mean evaluate, teachers like I used to do to members of Congress. After all, I ran for mayor so I could go to one of my parks and feed the pigeons to the squirrels. Dr. Pearl, help me make people afraid again.
Okay, Rom. First of all, you're dealing with teachers. Very, very little frighten them. Have you been in a lunchroom? The food they eat 9 months out of the year toughens you up, sir. But I will help you. Because help is what you ask for. They call you the Romster, making people wet their woolies. But that won't work with teachers. They're used to screaming bullies. It's time for a change, Rom. Stop losing all your cool. If you swear at one more teacher, you'll be staying after school.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
I'll only tell you once.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Don't get your undies in a bunch.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
You've turned into a dunce. Now go stand in the corner, sir.
Wet their woolies, huh?
He's not a young guy.
Okay, our next letter is from Kate in London, who writes, Dear Dr. Pearl, so I'm like on another vacation with my hubby because he gets like 51 weeks a year and has to use them up, okay? The next thing I know, there's pics of me topless all over the internet and everybody's like, how could she? Well, excuse me, I'm a princess, and princesses aren't supposed to have tan lines, okay? Am I right, or am I right, Dr. Pearl?
Well, to be honest, Kate, I'm not a princess, and I'm not sure about the tan line rule. But if that's what you say, then I have to agree with you. And I think you should live the way you want to live. You got the castles to do it. So let me give you some advice here, honey, on how to handle this situation. You like to lie there, the top off of your bikinis, but the Pavarazzis follow you. Those men can be such weenies. Scare off those shutterbugs when you take your topless strut. Wrap yourself in a beach towel with a picture of Prince Harry's butt.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Honey, here's the ugly truth.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Enjoy your perky breast of youth.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Before they sag in a tanning booth. Just ask your mother-in-law.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, the doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone. Bye-bye.
So if you've got problems, Dr. Pearl's playing your song.
I mean, I'm really unaware of the tannin line claws.
All right, stay close, everybody, because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides John Coltrane, we celebrate the birthday this week of another gifted sax player, Sam Rivers, the son of a musician who played with gospel greats the Fisk Jubilee Singers. Rivers was exposed to music from an early age. He mastered the soprano and tenor saxophones, bass clarinet, flute, harmonica, and piano. And like Coltrane, Rivers played in Navy bands, later joining Jimmy Witherspoon's band and moving to Boston to study at the Boston Conservatory.
An early proponent of free jazz, Rivers recorded with Miles Davis and drummer Tony Williams in the mid-60s. In 1965, he signed with Blue Note and recorded four albums, including Fuchsia Swing Song, with Rivers' composition Beatrice, which became an important jazz standard.
Now here's Jim Mayer and the band with that Sam Rivers standard, Beatrice.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
And now, as a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think French photographers had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Now the hockey players are locked out. Negotiations are stuck. Now neither side is talking. No deals are being struck. And the owners, they ain't budging. But the fans, they don't give a fuck.
One thing you won't see in London is a paparazzi flotilla. You won't see British photographers acting like Godzilla. Trying to get vacation pictures of a bikini-less Camilla. Oh, no.
His undies went on sale, and Elvis fans were a flutter until they found out that stain wasn't peanut butter.
Chris Christie sees the future, but he's never seen his shoes.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
Here's Jim Mayer with a beautiful tune that John Coltrane named for his wife, Naima.
Mm-hmm.
Like jazz, you talk like jazz, in a whisper kind of grub, like a hipster hanging chub, like jazz, jazz.
If you like jazz like we like jazz, then check out the new music that David Bassey's about to drop on you.
Wow, Pete, cool stuff going on all over the world of jazz. Leonard Lewicki, one of the great guitarist. He's come from Africa. This is an African American outing. Beautiful stuff. Produced by Robert Glasper on the Blue Note record label, Leona Lewicki Heritage. And cool. From Ohio and Chicken Coop Records.
Chicken
one of my
Coop
favorite records. Record labels, Chicken Coop. And an album called Funkin' Groovin'. Be careful when you say that.
Funkin' Groovin'.
One word, Funkin' Groovin'.
They were my attorneys.
They got you out of that pickle, didn't they?
They don't do good work, but they do it for cheap.
Funkin' cheap.
Yeah.
Funkin' Groovin' from Kevin Coelho and The Joy of Driving a B3. Wow. Oh, man, it's groovy.
I think there's something wrong with your B3.
I think there's something wrong with your attorneys, dude.
Hey, man, they're really cool.
You're still in that pickle.
I know. Always.
Always.
Now, besides John Coltrane and Sam Rivers, we celebrate the birthdays of blues singers Benny King, ZZ Hill, and Mighty Joe Young. The Dukes' longtime vocalist Herb Jeffries celebrates a birthday this week. Along with the pride of Van Nuys, California, pianist and vocalist Les McCann.
Try to make it real still.
Pianists Kenny Kirkland, Bud Powell, and Gary Bartz are celebrated this week too, along with the one, the only Ray Charles. Piano innovator and boogie-woogie master Albert Ammons was born this week in 1907. Basie Orchestra saxophonist and composer Frank Foster has a birthday this week, along with John Gilmore, who spent decades traveling the universe with Sun Ra. It all happened this week in jazz.
You live like jazz. You've got so much class. So I tip my hat and smile like crazy man wild jazz. Yeah, jazz.
We'll be right back with more on 12th Street Jump.
We'll be funkin' right back.
And y'all be groovy.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
This joint is jumping. It's really jumping. Come and catch and check your hats on me. This joint is jumping.
The joint's always jumping at blues and jazz clubs near you. Here in Kansas City, check out the Blue Room at the 18th and Vine Jazz District or the Green Lady Lounge. Boston jazz fans dig Schuller's or the Beehive. Trios is your place in South Bend. And in Lansing, Michigan, it's always cool at the Exchange. South Florida hipsters stop by the WDNA Jazz Gallery, while Pittsburgh fans enjoy hanging out at the Crawford Grill. Have a drink and kick back and let the music wash over you at the Candlelight Lounge in Trenton, New Jersey. And out Ohio way, you know, check in for a good time at Jazz Central in Dayton or the Degage Jazz Club in Toledo. Out in the desert southwest, it can be hot at times, but not as hot as the music going down at the Nash in Phoenix or Bobby's in Scottsdale. In Seattle, the place to be is the Jazz Alley. Wherever you are, get out to support your local jazz and blues scene, because that's where it's always jumping.
Here's our own David Bassey to sing a tune that vocalist Johnny Hartman recorded with John Coltrane, Autumn Serenade.
Through the trees comes autumn with her serenade. Melodies, the sweetest music ever played. Autumn kisses we knew are beautiful souvenirs. As I pause to recall, the leaves seem to fall like tears. Silver stars, we're clinging to an autumn sky. Love was ours until October rolled by. Let the years come and go, I still feel the glow of time cannot fade. When I hear that lovely autumn serenade. Thank you. the trees comes autumn with a serenade. Melodies, the sweetest music ever played. Autumn kisses we knew are beautiful souvenirs. As I pause to recall, the leaves seem to fall like tears. Silver stars, we're clinging to an autumn sky. Love was ours until October floated by. Let the years come and go, I still feel the glow that time cannot fade. When I hear that lovely autumn serenade,
you may dig his music, but just how well do you know John Coltrane? Well, it's time to test your jazz knowledge with a little game we call...
So what's your question?
What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how, far, and when.
It's So What's Your Question, the show that puts the answer first and the question last. Just like that chair did Clint Eastwood. Now, here's your host, the man with all the answers but none of the questions, Bo Weber.
Good evening, cats and kittens, and welcome to So What's Your Question? Pearl, let's meet this week's contestant.
She's the world's oldest beauty pageant champion, winner of the hospital gown competition. Her talent is denture twirling. Please welcome Boo Boo Honey.
Elmo.
That's Bobo, Boo Boo. So, you're the world's oldest beauty pageant winner. What's the secret to your success?
Bikini depends.
Bikini depends. Okay, Pearl, tell Boo Boo this week, so what's your question categories?
Happy to, Bobo. This week's categories are Kind of Blue, Stay, Bye Bye Blackbird, Hello Kitty, and Stardust Makes Me Star Sneeze.
I'll try Bye Bye Blackbird, Hello Kitty for 50.
Okay, the answer is Moments Notice. So, what's your question?
Oh, that's easy. What jazz standard did Coltrane record only once on the 1957 album Blue Train?
Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is Moments Notice. The question is, how much lead time does Mitt Romney need to change his position?
Just ask Miss Ann.
Okay, Boo Boo, pick another category.
How about Stardust makes me sneeze, star sneeze for 50?
Okay, the answer is working, cooking, steaming, and relaxing. So, what's your question?
Oh, I got it. What are 4 Miles Davis albums Coltrane played on?
That was this close. The answer is working, cooking, steaming, and relaxing. But the question is, what's the plot of every episode of 2.5 Men? And you know what that music means, don't you? It's daily double time. You have 10 seconds to complete the following well-known phrases. Ready?
Ready.
Great. Here goes. The only thing we have to fear is...
Jersey Shore, the musical.
Correct. Better safe than...
releasing your tax returns.
Correct. A spoonful of sugar
is now illegal in New York City.
Judges? Oh, sorry. That's all the time we have. Thanks for playing.
So what's your question? What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how far and when.
Now let's bring back Jim Mayer to perform a Coltrane original, Bessie's Blues.
Thank you.
And that's our show. Thanks to my co-host, Pearl McDonald, this week's special guests, and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals. Chad Mize records and masters the show with help from production assistant Brenna Hayes. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang and produced by Theater League, dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with the thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Now, check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places, and be sure to join us next week when we celebrate the music of Grammy nominee Karen Allison. Until then, I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods. That's where it's always jumping.